The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 3rd, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. The Transcendental Lord is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness, and ignorance. And just for the material world's creation, maintenance, and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of these three, all living beings can derive ultimate benefits from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness.
सत्तं रजस्तम इति प्रकृते गुणास्तै युक्ता परपुरुष एक इहास धत्ते तित्यादये हरि विरिंचि हरेति संज्ञा श्रेयांसि तत्र खलु सत्रतनो निनांसु The material creation mahatattva Saikhata, as it is said in the Vedic literature, simply by glancing over the material nature and agitating the three modes of material nature, the whole creation comes out. This is on some and substance of material creation. Mahavishnu is lying in the causal ocean, Karunanava, and he is breathing, and from his breathing, innumerable universes are coming out. And in each and every universe, Mahavishnu, in his further expansion, as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, he enters. That Garbhodakshay Vishnu, from his abdomen, there is a lotus stem, and in that lotus flower, Lord Brahma is born. In this way, creation is made. So, actually, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, they are the principal directors of the three gunas. Therefore, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, they are called gunavatars. Lord Vishnu is in charge of sattva-guna activities. Therefore, Brahmana, the symbol of sattva-guna, they are Vaishnavas. Formerly, in each and every home of a Brahmana, there was Vishnu worship. Brahmana cannot worship any other demigod except Vishnu. Because Vishnu is in charge of the Satoguna, and Brahmana is also in the Satoguna. The Vishnu Asya Devata, for this reason, Brahmana's another title is Vaishnava, Brahman Vaishnava, a Brahmana Pandit. So, on account of the three gunas, there are three types of Vedic literature. Directly Shruti, but Smriti, the Puranas, they are divided into three divisions. Sattvic Purana, Rajasic Purana, and Tamasic Purana. Shiva Purana, Devi Purana, they are Sattvic, Rajasic, Brahmanda Purana, Vishnu Purana, Srimad Bhagavat Purana, they are Sattvic Puranas. The whole scheme is that everyone Every living entity within this material world, they are infected. That we have discussed. The most inferior infection is the rajastama. And the superior satoga, that is also infection, but it is less harmful. Whereas the infection of rajagun and satagun is very much embarrassing. Tato rajastamo bhava kamo lobha dayastaj. The whole material world is going on impaired by rajagun and tamo. Generally, satagun is very little, especially in this age, practically there is no satagun. Rajagun also, very little, tamagun, predominant. For this reason, Shastra says, in this age, most people are Shudras, because there is scarcity of satagun and rajagun. Brahman Kshatri. Brahmanas' activities and Kshatriya practically nil. There is no protector. Kshatriya means one who protects from injury. Chata. Kshatriya trayate. One who protects people from being injured. Therefore, the Kshatriya class, they were royal families. And the Brahmanas, they were meant for giving spiritual education. Brahma janati iti Brahman. And the Vaishyas, they are meant for trading, agriculture and cow protection. As the Kshatriyas were interested for protecting the citizens, similarly, the Vaishyas were interested for protecting the cows. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Sabhava. So, now, Vaishyas, they have got big factories. They can maintain big factories, but they cannot maintain a cow. That is the position. Similarly, Kshatriyas, they have taken different occupational duties. Brahmanas also, they have left their occupation. Only everyone has come to the platform of Shudras. Therefore, it is very difficult to convince them about spiritual life. Mostly people are Shudras. Shudras, less intelligent, they cannot understand. Murha. Less intelligent means murha. The symbol of less intelligence is ass. Murha. The ass, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has described the Karmis as murha. Because they work very hard, although the necessity of life is very little, still they work very hard, day and night. The ass is the symbol, because the ass eats only a morsel of grass, but for the washerman, he works so hard. The murha. Because the people are murhas, they cannot understand Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, namang diskrituna murha prabhadante naradha. Mayaya abhitajnana asuri bhavamas. So, the gunas, three gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, that is going on since the creation. So, here it is said, sthityadaye hari virinchi hareti sangha. This same Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, has expanded himself as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. We are also expansion. Brahma is also Jiva Tattva. He is also like us, Jiva Tattva. Lord Shiva is between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. And Lord Vishnu is Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva, Vaya Media, and Jiva Tattva. So they are all expansion of the Supreme Personality God. So, for controlling these three gunas, they have taken charge. Vishnu is in charge of Satogon, and Brahma is in charge of Rajogon, and Lord Shiva is in charge of Tamogon. So, Lord Brahma creates, Lord Vishnu maintains, and Lord Shiva destroys. These three things are going on. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralas. So, Sriyangsi Tatra Khalu Satra Tano Ninangsu. Now, for our solving our problems, what is our problem? That we do not know. There is a great problem. The problem is repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the problem. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. Those who are intelligent, they will see that these are the real problems. But they do not care. Mrityu, they think all right, it is coming naturally, let us die. But they do not know after death where he is going. Never mind, I shall forget. People say like that. In Western countries, when I speak, these questions are raised and they are so callous, they say, never mind, next time if I become a dog, what is the harm? I will forget that I was a man. Plainly they say. So people have gone so much down that they cannot understand that low-grade life is not desirable, high-grade life is desirable. They do not make any distinction. In whatever life it may be, if there is sufficient arrangement for eating, sleeping, mating, then they are happy. Visaya khalu sarvatasya. By God's grace, nature has sufficiently given opportunity for enjoying these things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Just like these monkeys, they have got enough facility for eating, sleeping, mating, especially mating. They have got very good facility, beginning from the morning. They are going on in sex matters, and defending also, they have got nails and teeth. So, these things, Shastra says, Vishaya Khalu Sarvatasya. These necessities of life, they can be obtained in any form of life. There is no scarcity. But the human form of life, if it is wasted only for these facilities of life, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then what is the credit of getting a human form of life? The Shastra therefore says, kasyaiva heta prajatita kovida. In human form of life, one should try to achieve that perfection which was not obtained in previous lives after wandering heaven and hell and all species of life. Brahmatam uparjadha. Uparjadha means upwards and downwards. And we are wandering. Sometimes downwards, sometimes outwards. Sometimes poor, sometimes rich. Sometimes man, sometimes dog, sometimes tree, sometimes demigod. In this way, we are wandering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, ei rupe brahmanda bhamite kuno bhagavan ji. We are wandering in this way, in different species of life, in different planets. But somehow or other, if one is fortunate, he comes in contact with a devotee by the grace of Krishna. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lasan. Here it is also it is said, Sriyangsi tatra khalu satta tono nirangasu. If we want our ultimate goal, ultimate success, then we should accept the satogun form of the Lord. The rajogun form and tamogun form are there, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. But Sriyansi, if we want our real benefit of life, then it is better to take shelter of the form of satogun. That will be explained in the next verse. Pathiva daruno dhumas tasmat agnistrayima. Just like earth, from the earth the tree grows. So tree grows means wood. Now, if you ignite the wood, first of all there is smoke, then there is fire. So, my necessity is fire, neither the wood, nor the earth, nor the smoke. Similarly, for getting out of this material clutches, one has to take shelter of Vishnu, nor of Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Kamastastha hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Anna devata means Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and others. There are many, 33 crores of different demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varun, so many. So the chief of them is Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is therefore called Mahadeva. He is above all these demigods, and Lord Brahma is called Pitamaha. Pitamaha means he is the father of all demigods. He is father of Lord Shiva. So in this way, if we really want salvation, freedom from these clutches of Maya, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivijesa gunamai mamo maya durattaya. This maya is very, very hard to pass over. Durattaya. Only means is mami vaja prapadanti mayami tang tharant. This is the verse. Here it is also the same thing confirmed. The Sriyangsi, if you want ultimate good means to get free from the conditional life, repetition of birth, death, old age, then you have to take shelter of Lord Vishnu. But people do not know that. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. For temporary benefit, they go to worship other demigods, but that is not their ultimate goal. Alpavattu phalam tesang tad bhavati alpamedasa. Antavattu phalam tes. If you take any benediction from other demigods, that is antavat, that will be finished. That is temporary. Antavattu phalam tad bhavati alpamedasa. Just like Lord Shiva's name is Ashutosh. He is very quickly becomes pleased to offer benediction. Therefore, generally people go to Ashutosh, Lord Shiva. He does not consider, if you can please him, you can take any kind of benediction from him. He will be ready, all right, you take it. Because he wants to avoid botheration, so when the devotees come, bother him, so just to get him out, he says, all right, whatever you like, you take and go out. Therefore, his name is Ashutosh. And people take the shelter of Ashutosh, Lord Shiva, for quick result. But Lord Vishnu is not like that. If you want something extraordinary from Lord Vishnu, it is not possible. He will not give. Lord Brahma also. So here it is indicated, Sriyamsi, if you want your ultimate goal, then you take shelter of Vishnu, the Lord of Satogun. Then you will be benefited, not by others. But we are generally influenced by the Rajogun and Tamogun, lust and greediness. Therefore, kamoi stoista hitogyana. We are lost of intelligence, influenced by lust and greediness, and therefore we take shelter of other demigods. Kamoi stoista hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Alpamedhasa, many people do not know. Suppose I take some material benefit, temporary benefit. Every material benefit is temporary. Whatever benefit we have in this life, as soon as this body is finished, all our benefit finished. Then I will have to take another body, which may not be even human form of body. Sometimes we are being too much attached to our present possession. We remain in the possession, but in a different form. There are many Puranic incidences, that is long story, that by karma we take birth in different forms of life, and if you have got too much attachment, sometimes a person, the proprietor of the house, after death, remains in that house as a serpent, sometimes as dog, sometimes as tree. Being too much attached to the possession, they cannot get better life. Sometimes we can get the body of hog and monkey in Vrindavan also. That is a great science one has to learn. How the transformation of the body takes place, how our attachment acts in that way, jang-jang-bhapi smaran-loke. This is a great science. Unfortunately, there is no educational system, neither do they know the process of transmigration of the soul. So everyone is in ignorance. Neither they are interested to take knowledge from the Vedic scripture. Everything is described there, just like Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the end of knowledge, Vidya Bhagavatavati. If one wants to be educated, he has to come to the limit of Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the sublime information are there. Now, if we take instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, as it is indicated, every one of us should take to Krishna consciousness. It is clearly said, Sriyāṃsi tatra khalu sattatano, sattatano nināṃsa. Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu, the original Vishnu, is Lord Krishna. See, if we take to Krishna, Krishna's shelter. Krishna also says, sarva-dharmān parityaja māṁ ekaṁ śaraṇaṁ vraja. So if you take shelter of Krishna according to the injunction of the Shastras and Vedas, Vedaishta Sarvai Ahameva Vidyam, that is stated in Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of all Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. And as soon as we understand Krishna, what he is, then Takta Dehang Punarjanmanaiti, then Haring Vinana Mriting Taranti. If we want to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, then we must take shelter of Lord Vishnu. And Krishna is the origin of all Vishnu Tattva. That means we must become Krishna conscious. That is our highest benefit of life. Thank you very much.